You're listening to the Handmade CEO podcast. My name is Maria Lauren, small business owner and creative entrepreneur. Each week, we'll discover the steps and motivation that inspire our guests to create income from their skills. Get ready to start learning how to creatively pursue your dream job by crafting it yourself. Thank you for tuning in to episode 64. Just curious, are you working at a job that you formerly went to school for? I think in my entire life, I have only met a few people, like three, that knew what they wanted to do from the time they were in high school. The rest have found themselves in a job that became their career, and a few have carved their own space in their small business. Today, Ashley explains how one job led to her ultimate passion for web design. Hi, Ashley. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Maria.
So I was just on your website, and right away, it struck me that you dive deep into web design and performance. Can you first tell me how you found your passion for design and also explain what it is that you do?
Sure. It's a bit of a topsy-turvy tale, actually. I did not start out in design. I am not formally trained in design. It's something that I've actually had to teach myself and then since followed up and got more education on the topic. I was working at a nonprofit in college because I originally thought I wanted to be an attorney. So I got a job at a nonprofit. And this nonprofit was for a wonderful cause, and there was no budget or no room to hire out. So I really had to learn on the fly, and I learned design and marketing out of necessity to help our nonprofit. In doing so, I realized I love design. I love the creative process. And, you know, I had a few different entrepreneurial endeavors between then and my current firm, but intertwined throughout all of them with some theme of design or creativity. Eventually, I really fell in love with websites and digital presence and designing that and, you know, understanding the user's journey. It's then that my agency really sort of came to fruition as a boutique firm for people who they either already had a website that needed to be fixed because they knew it wasn't converting, or they were a new business and knew they needed to start somewhere. And that's sort of what PR by AC started as. And now we've grown into a full-fledged marketing firm. We are expanding our services. It's super exciting. We're actually going to be offering integrated tech solutions for companies as well to help with their marketing and their presence and their overall functionality. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at now and the circular way of how I started.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I love that you started from a place where you know they need to fix their website, but the money, the budget wasn't there. It's kind of nice that you have that background. So I feel like you're probably going to understand that small business owner who wants to get started, but is trying to put their money to good use. You guys will also help with making sure the analytics are correct and SEO. It's almost like you're optimizing that dollar to the nth degree.
Yeah. And the thing is, for the small business owner, we are especially conscious of their budgets, and we're conscious of the many services that are available to them. So what we try to do is make an all-encompassing solution to at least empower them to get started. We actually offer interactive training tutorials after most of our big project builds because we want the business owner to be empowered to have the autonomy to work on the site and at least manage the back end on their own. And that's something that's paramount to what we do. And you should never be held hostage by a web designer. I think that's one of the many misconceptions that folks feel is if they hire a professional web designer, then everything's contingent upon that person's time. And it doesn't have to be like like that.
Yes. But, and I think that the other fear is that if you create this beautiful site, will I be able to take over a week later and maybe implement a new service or new products? Or am I always going to have to rehire and invest more money into the website? So I love that you're training people. That's really imperative, I think, for somebody to be able to take a little bit of control on that side.
Yeah. Small business owners don't necessarily have the budget to keep a full-time IT person on their staff or a full-time website monitor on their staff. So if it's not in their bandwidth yet and they want to actually understand the analytics and the working pieces behind the site, yes, then we're for you because we're going to empower you to do that. You can certainly hire out for all of those things, but those come at a premium cost. So what we try to do is build a foundation for folks so that essentially they can take it wherever they want it after that. They'll at least understand the process enough to know what they need at that juncture in their business.
As a creative director, what role do you play? I noticed you had a team that you work with.
So I do a lot of project management and overseeing the direction of projects. I do get directly involved in design work. I, you know, do a lot of liaising with the clients, and it's super important for me to feel like the clients are being taken care of. So if it's not me who can liaise with them, it's absolutely someone on staff, but I'm still looped into the process. We're a collaborative culture. It's definitely